Rayshon White is on a phone line from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rayshon took, as I understand it, the video that we have all seen. Rayshon, are you there? You're on WGN in Chicago.
Yes.
Do I understand correctly, Rayshon? The video, that there's two of them, one from the other side of the street that has since surfaced. I saw that this morning. But the one that's gone viral, you took that video?
Yeah, I took that video.
Can you tell me anything more about, because it's a 20-some second, how long is that? How long does that video go, Rayshon?
It's like 19, 20 seconds, not very long.
Yeah. So can you tell me what else happened beforehand that we don't see in the video?
Yeah, I could clear that up for you. Okay. So from the start, it was women outside arguing. That's what made me go to the window and look out the window. There were women arguing. 15 minutes later, maybe, Jacob pulled up in his car. He got out the car, and he told his son that was on the lawn, get in the car, we're about to leave. Jacob walked in the house behind his fiance. I left the window. I went to the bathroom. I came back to the window maybe 5 minutes later. The police, three officers were already wrestling Jacob. They were already wrestling Jacob. One officer had him in a headlock. He was punching him in his ribs. The other officer had him in a headlock on the other side of Jacob. He was pulling his arm. And a female officer tased Jacob. She tased him. Jacob kind of fell on his car. They start wrestling some more. They proceeded, like, to the trunk of the car. And on the other side of the car is, that's when I started recording. That's when I picked up my camera.
Okay, and then so see the video from there where he then is walking around the front of the car and eventually gets shot, and you were able to record all of that. So a couple of ladies were fighting. Then was Jacob Blake trying to break up the fight? Were you witness to that?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't see that part. I walked away from my window.
Right. Then you came back, and then you picked it up there. When the police were, as you say, punching and tasing him, and I'm going to take you at your word. I don't know you, Rayshon. I hope you're telling me the truth here.
Yeah.
But when the police were doing that, you say, could you describe how much he was resisting?
He was resisting, but he wasn't trying to fight the officers. He wasn't going towards them. He was walking away from the officer the whole time, and they were, like, grabbing Jacob, punching him in his ribs. She tased him. They was wrestling him, but he wasn't going towards them and, like, trying to be violent towards them. Mm-hmm. He got up and walked away, and I don't think, if he had a gun in his car, I'm pretty sure Jacob would have ran faster than what he ran or walked very slowly to the car. Or if he had a knife, he would have proceeded towards the officers with the knife, not walk away from the officers to get shot in the back. I don't think police officers are supposed to shoot a person. Maybe they could have shot him in the leg or something.
Yeah. Like, you and I don't know what then Jacob Blake did to get this sort of response from the cops, right?
I have no idea.
His father says that he's a nice guy who would give you the shirt off of his back, and that he was trying to break up a fight. You described it as this fight between these two ladies. How it went from that to the police having to subdue him, you and I don't know. You described this scene where then they're tussling with him. It's kind of weird, too, Rayshon, that he then is kind of walking matter-of-factly. I mean, if they've been tasing him and punching him, trying to subdue him, it's weird that it would then jump to a scene where he's able to just almost calmly walk around the front of the car. But that's what you're telling me happened.
I promise you, that's what happened. Yeah. When I came back to my window, they were already wrestling Jacob on the front lawn, and they made their way towards the front of his car. Jacob wasn't, like, I guess he was resisting, but he wasn't, like, fighting them. Yeah. He was, like, resisting to get away from them.
Yeah, sure. Were you able to tell how many officers fired at him? Was it one or two? Can you describe the shooting scene a little bit better than what I saw in the video?
It was one officer. He grabbed Jacob by the shirt, and he just shot him 7 times. Like, he shot him 3 times. I don't know if people caught it. It was, like, a quick hesitation. And he shot him 4 more times. And I looked at the officer's face, and he looked at the women as he was shooting Jacob. So it was like, I feel like he knew what he was doing in that moment.
Do you know Jacob Blake at all?
No, I don't know him at all. But I see him all the time, come pick his kids up and drop his kids off. I live right across the street, so like I'm a neighbor. I see him all the time.
Yeah. What's the community police relationship like in Kenosha? I know what it's like in Chicago. How do y'all get along with the cops in your neighborhood?
It's similar to Chicago, love-hate relationship. I'm from Chicago, so I can tell you firsthand. I just live in Kenosha.
Yeah. So you describe it as love-hate. That is, the police are there to protect and serve, but sometimes they're doing stuff like this. So it's plus and minus, huh?
Yeah. It's like a bittersweet feeling.
Well, I'm real sorry to hear that, man. Anything else you can tell me? I mean, so I saw the video. You were there. Anything else you want our audience to know about what you saw?
On the video, I stopped recording. The fiance pulled the little boy out the car. Like I said, Jacob pulled up in the beginning. He told his son to get in the car, and he walked in his house. After the shooting, I seen the fiance pull one of the little boys out the car and kind of take him away while he was staring at his dad.
He had three kids in the car at the time, right?
Me personally, I only seen one boy. I didn't see the two children, other two children
in the
back.
Okay, Rayshon. I may call you again if I got another question, but very helpful, and I very much appreciate you talking to us today.
All right, no problem.
My best to everybody in your neighborhood there in Kenosha.